This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia's public defender system is already struggling to make sure that it can afford to represent poor people who can't afford attorneys. Now, a state Supreme Court ruling may complicate all of that. The court ruled that it is not permissible for different lawyers in the same public defender's office to represent multiple defendants in a criminal case if one of the lawyers has a conflict of interest. Sounds very technical, but it could have a very practical effect on the representation of poor defendants in Georgia. Stacey Abrams is a Democratic representative from Atlanta. She is the House Minority Leader. Stacey Abrams, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Again, this sounds really technical, but can we put it in like a for instance? There are very often like multiple defendants arrested in a case, and then prosecutors might try to make a deal with one to flip on another. Is that the kind of case we're talking about here?
Exactly. If you have a defendant who's arrested for a robbery and he had a co-defendant who was in the store with him, one person is saying that the other person had the gun. Both of those people could not be represented by the same public defender's office, because there would be a conflict between their stories and there would be a conflict of interest for a lawyer to try to represent two people who were claiming completely opposite responsibilities.
But let's say that they are both unable to afford an attorney. They get referred to, let's say it happened in DeKalb County. They'd both get referred to the DeKalb County Public Defender's Office, but they'd have different lawyers, wouldn't they?
They would have different lawyers who were bound by the same rules that would occur in a private attorney's office. So if we were both able to afford our own attorneys, we couldn't go to the law offices of O'Hare and Abrams and say, please represent both of us. The court says, and the rules of the bar say, that one of us would be able to hire the O'Hare-Abrams firm and the other one would have to go and find a different law firm. What this Supreme Court ruling simply says is that the same standards that apply if you can afford a lawyer have to apply if you cannot afford a lawyer.
But the court did say that this could only happen, they could only be told go somewhere else, if one of the attorneys said, oh, I have a conflict of interest with this. So there could be some cases where you could still have one county's public defender's office representing multiple defendants in the same case, couldn't there?
You can, absolutely. And you could do the same, again, in a private context. The importance of this decision is that it affirms what the Gideon case said, which is that the fact that you can't afford an attorney does not deny you access to an attorney. But more importantly, the fact that you can't afford the judicial system doesn't mean that the judicial system has to be different because you're poor. That's really the importance of this. And I think it's important to recognize also that this was a unanimous decision by the Georgia Supreme Court.
So what is this going to mean? You're a lawmaker and an attorney. So what is this going to mean for the budget of the public defender's office in the state, which is already understaffed and underfunded as it is?
It's going to require that the General Assembly find the resources to ensure justice for all. And that's one of our responsibilities. Justice isn't cheap. And we have an affirmative obligation now to look at our budget, look at how we spend our resources, and as necessary, augment those resources to ensure that we are securing justice for Georgia citizens.
But couldn't that mean you could have a case, and everybody goes back to the Brian Nichols case, the Fulton County courthouse shooting, where the costs for just one case could get astronomical, and if you have a ruling like this, where different defendants would end up being represented perhaps by different attorneys, so you need more attorneys and more time and more money, it could really get expensive.
It could absolutely get expensive, which is why I think it's critical for us to continue the work that we've done as a General Assembly of looking for a sustainable and consistent source of funding for a public defender system.
Like what?
The worst case scenario is not the Brian Nichols case and the cost thereof. It's the possibility of that case being overturned because we have failed to meet our fundamental obligation.
So where do we get a sustainable source of funding if not from the general budget, which, again, is stretched very thin?
The general budget is stretched thin, but the general budget is stretched thin due to decisions that we've made as a General Assembly and as a government, and we have to reevaluate. According to the Tax Foundation, Georgia is the lowest per capita spending state in the nation. And we also collect the least amount per capita in terms of revenue. And there are choices we make when we do that. And one of those choices is to balance the test of how much money we want to take in versus the type of government we want to have. And what the Supreme Court has said is that this is one area where you can't make that decision unless you want to violate the Constitution.
Hasn't part of the problem, though, been just a lot more cases that public defenders' offices are having to handle?
Yes, absolutely. We have had an explosion in terms of our population in the state of Georgia, and that comes with increasing cost because not everyone who lives here or moves here or is born here is going to abide by the law and is going to be able to afford an attorney. And so we have a system of justice that requires that we provide access, and that system of justice also requires that we pay for the justice that we want.
Does a defendant have to prove somehow that he or she can't afford an attorney before a public defender is assigned, or is it just saying, okay, I can't afford it, that's my word, and you have to take it?
No, you have to prove your indigency, and there's a different, the system can differ from circuit to circuit, but there's a general obligation to prove it. But I will point out that when we fail to meet that obligation, the consequences not only are grave in terms of failure to meet the constitutional obligations, but the consequences are that people who are innocent could go to jail. And Georgia has faced a number of cases in recent years where people have had to be released because of ineffective assistance of counsel provided by the public defender's office.
One of the statistics that I saw is that there are 43 public defender offices in the different judicial circuits around Georgia, and they represent nearly 90% of felony criminal defendants. That's a pretty high number.
Georgia is a low-wealth state. We have a very crowded docket, and we have, I think, more often than we realize, we have a very aggressive system that does push a lot of felony cases down into the public defender's office.
You serve on the House Judiciary Non-Civil Committee, which oversees laws dealing with criminal cases. The court said the problem of funding indigent defense cannot be solved by compromising the promise of that decision you referred to, the 1963 Gideon case, which underscores the ethical duties lawyers owe their clients, rich and poor alike. Those are the words of the state Supreme Court. So clearly they are sending a message to lawmakers, don't you think?
I think they are. And I will say, certainly the Judiciary Non-Civil Committee has been engaged in this conversation for the last few years. And I've been there since 2007, and we were talking about this issue when I got there. And so I do think that this is something that is certainly on the minds of all of those members and on the minds of the General Assembly. And the question now is, how do we pay for it? How do we make certain that our budget meets our constitutional obligations?
But if we've been talking about it since 2007 when you got there and probably before, and we haven't come up with a solution now, what makes you confident that we could come up with some sort of funding solution in the future?
I find that often government is much more creative when it has no choice. And until today, one of the solutions was allowing for multiple defendants to be served by the same counsel. Now that that is no longer an option, I think it's going to force us to be more creative and to be more deliberative about solving this problem.
Does anybody have any idea how much it would cost to fall in line with what the court has now said?
I don't know that there's a hard and fast number. I do know that there are comparatives from around the country, and certainly comparatives we can look at from previous year's budgets. We can see the number of times we've used conflict counsel, because there is a system when there is an absolute conflict and you need to use independent counsel to provide for legal representation. We may have to extrapolate from there how many multiple defendant cases could have possibly fallen into this rule.
And do we have any idea how many cases we might be looking at, let's say, if the current trends hold up over the next few years, let's say?
I don't know. That's entirely dependent on the rate of crime, where it occurs, whether there are multiple defendants. There are a lot of variables that would go into that calculation. I simply just don't have that information.
But does it happen very often, or is it a pretty rare thing?
I think that it it is frequent enough that it's important to have this decision. It was important enough for the state bar to issue the decision. And the reality is that whether it's one case or 100 cases, the fundamental issue that this decision addresses is that justice should not be dependent on how much you can afford to pay.
Atlanta State Representative Stacey Abrams, a Democrat, is an attorney. She is also the State House Minority Leader. Representative Abrams, thanks again so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you taking up such an important conversation.